What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Hope you are mostly staying cool. America is hot as shit, and, you know, the earth's on fire. So we know that. Speaking of being on fire, you know, I love a fire crotch, and this fiery redhead that I live with, she's 75. She needs to definitely start wearing sunscreen, and she's got a zest for life, and she's a pain in my ass. Y'all always request to have catch-ups with Robin. So I figured, why not? Let's talk to her. Let's chat with her. We're sitting in the basement. We might as well get this on tape. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, the one, the only, my mother, the red contemporary, Robin McMahon.
Have a good morning, and please don't tell everyone how old I am. I will never get a date at this
Mom,
rate.
Stop. Stop saying I'm never going to get a date, because I'm calling you out in the first 3 seconds of this fucking podcast. The only reason you are on Bumble is to giggle.
Yes, that's true.
You literally said verbatim when I said, Mom, you said, I want to start dating. And then you, in the same breath, you go, ugh.
Mom, well, you should see what's on there. All right, but let's move on.
If you want to go on dates, Mom, you need to go travel. You need to go to the Yellowstone Club. You need to go down to West Palm. I don't know. Go to Naples. Go to Boca. Go somewhere. Go to Santa Barbara. Going to our regular country club with the same losers. Shout out to the losers at our country club. And I don't mean
careful.
That. No, I don't mean that they're losers, but it's the same three old single dudes. They're all single for a reason. You're not interested in any of them.
No, that's true.
You literally said in the car the other day, somebody came up behind you and gave you the heebie-jeebies.
Yes,
so
he did.
What, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what can we do? I think at this point, it's just like a bit that you've been doing since Dad died.
Well, maybe you're right, Heather. Since when did you become so damn wise?
Oh, you guys heard it here first.
Yeah.
I would like, the timestamp is 2 minutes into this podcast. I've been told I'm wise.
Yes. You're also a pain in the ass, but I love you.
You're a pain in the ass.
You are, Heather.
Mom, you are a pain in the ass. I love you. But your ADD is so out of control. And I get it from you. And living back with you has been a real reflection, an inward look, if you will, into my own life that I'm like, I cannot be this nut.
Heather, I am like gasping for air right now. You got to be kidding me. You should be
the
so
age
damn.
Or...
You should be so damn lucky,
Mom. I am lucky. Yeah. But the other day in the car, we were sitting in the car driving to get tacos with Jeff. You're in the back seat like a toddler, and you said in 30 seconds you asked these three questions. I wonder if your dad's friend's mom died. What do you think they're going to do with the election next year? I was wondering, should I sell my Mercedes and get an Audi? I don't know how to drive an Audi. They're a little confusing. What do you think the degree is going to be tomorrow? Have you checked the weather? I wonder if the lawn guys are going to come on Thursday or Friday. And then the cherry on top was, you said, is your dog still doing the diarrheas?
You are nuts.
No,
you
know that's
little,
a conversation.
You're a little brat.
Okay, why? Yeah. Tell me.
I
all the
think
reasons.
A lot, Heather. I think absolute a lot.
You think absolute
yes.
a lot.
Yes. Heather, I'm what? Very creative. My mind is always going.
Mom, I love you. And I'm saying that I get so many of your crazy, quirky,
Can
great qualities.
Can we talk about women?
Here we go.
I want to talk about something because I met
Deflection.
Another widow.
Okay.
The other day.
Did you get her number?
Yes, I did.
Have you called her?
Well, we went out to dinner the other night.
I love that. Okay.
All right. So we were talking and I asked her how many times she had gone out since her husband passed.
Okay.
It's been about 15 years. She's gone out with two or three different guys. One guy takes his teeth out when he eats candy. I said to her, I hope you didn't go out with him again. She said, no. And not only that, but he was cheap. He never put his hand in his pocket to pay for anything. Women, ladies, listen to me. Never put your hand in your pocket. When you go out, if somebody asks you out, you don't split the bill with him.
Mom, I don't think anybody's splitting the bill. Okay. If they're a fan of mine and they split the bill, they know that I would slap them in the twat. Okay.
Thank you.
That's not happening.
Good girl.
But mom, this is what I keep saying. I think obviously there's a couple, I think iconic older gentlemen that I would like for you to go out with that I think would be great. And I will keep them anonymous because I pitched them to you. We just have to get our ducks in a row because apparently I am also your
pimp.
I'm your pimp. I'm tech support. I'm your madam. I am.
Well, you're my tech
your driver.
Support. I'd like you being my driver.
Did I
to be my driver. You are my tech support sometimes, but you bitch about the whole thing. Heather, I should bitch every time I have to pick up a package or something that you leave on the counter.
Mom, the packages bring you joy.
Yeah,
you
they
open
do.
Them.
I love that.
So let me finish.
Okay.
Your ADD's kicking in. Now you're talking about packages. All right. You're thinking about gifts. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I love gifts. Yes.
Did your dog quit the diarrheas?
Because I didn't want to clean it if she did.
Mom, why? Wow. This sidetracking. This is going to be the worst podcast we've
ever
done.
You know what, Heather? I'm looking at you now. Your eyebrows look great. Did you dye them?
Listen, shout out to Nikki. Who does Nikki Artistry? Nikki does my eyebrows in New York and she's fantastic.
Oh, so
I will fly to New York just to have her do my eyebrows. Okay.
Damn, I need some.
Yeah, I gave you the stuff to help them grow, Mom.
No, you didn't. You gave me the stuff for my eyelashes. Am I supposed to put it on my eyebrows too?
Mom, I gave you two different things. I would like a full fucking Yelp review. I would like to see board certificates from the guy who did your cataract surgery because you are fucking blind.
No, I'm not, Heather.
Mom?
I have selective vision.
You have selective vision. You have selective memory. You have selective hearing. Your cataract job was boomty. It is not working.
Heather, I can see perfectly well.
Okay, how many fingers am I holding up?
You're going too fast. You have two fingers up.
Okay, well, imagine
that. Works.
That. Mm-hmm. Back to your ADHD.
Okay.
You're a creative. I'm a creative. But you enjoy the hunt. You enjoy the chase. And
I think right now
you're bored.
I am a little.
You go to Home Goods. Like right now you're on this jihad about this dresser that we ordered from Crate and Barrel. Okay.
Heather, where are you going to put your clothes if we don't get some new dressers?
Mom,
ASAP?
I need dressers. But you will have to go to 75 different stores to look. I go online and I just get what I want and I'm done with it. You love the hunt. I don't. I want to go online. I want to pick three things. I want it delivered and then I'm done. And I want to set it for 10 years. I'm done. I'm over it.
Okay, Heather, but I showed you a couple things.
And I didn't like them.
All right, so go look at something and we'll discuss.
Okay, but quit shoving the iPad in my face every 3 seconds going, you like this dresser? Did your dog have diarrhea? Back to the
Heather, I don't sound like that. Do I? Do I sometimes when I'm pissed?
When you're pissed and when I have not had my coffee and I walk down the steps in the morning and I barely get my sweet Barbie toes to the floor and it's 21 questions. It's like, do you think dad's friend's mom died? I said, well, dad, how old do you think the mom was? 99? Probably dead.
That's
mom.
That's true. Well, that's because I get up earlier than you.
Not always. Not necessarily.
Oh, big deal. 2 days in a row, you had to get up early because your dog had diarrhea. What the hell did you feed it? They don't do it on my watch. I don't know why you're laughing, Heather. Wait till you have a kid. Payback's a bitch.
Why do y'all say that? Mom, I was a good kid. Was
yes,
I or was I not?
Yes, you were a good kid. All you had to do with you was feed you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd read you stories and I would be very animated.
Yeah, I don't like I don't like low enthusiasm.
No, we were very enthusiastic.
Thank you.
You thought I was great.
I did. I still do.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet. The only thing you were fussy over were your clothes. You didn't want anything scratchy.
And I am wearing a silk
pink
robe.
Oh, you look so cute.
That's lined with feathers because I too still like to be comfortable. I like silks. I like linen. I'm in a very big linen phase right now. I ordered like 55 linen dresses. And I'll tell you what, linen, underrated textile.
I love linen.
I love linen.
Hey, speaking about...
that's going to be the name of this episode. Yeah. I love linen. I love Nutrafol. Let's get into it. Let's just get right to it. I love Nutrafol. Listen, after I did all my egg freezing, my hormones were all messed up and I had weakened and thinning hair. When I was saying like, the hair wasn't what it was before I started doing the hormone treatments. This happens in women. And what people don't realize is that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women. And if you're among them, you know you're not alone. Thinning is normal and Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. You're not just putting shit on your head. You know what I'm saying? Are you tired of dealing with the thinning hair? Well, Nutrafol is here to help. Their hair growth supplements use drug-free ingredients, which we love, that target the root causes of thinning hair and promote healthy hair growth. Millions of Americans experience thinning hair. It's not only common, it's normal. But among women, it's not only talked about. Well, we're talking about it here on the Absolutely Not podcast. Also, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. And from postpartum to menopause, no matter what your lifestyle stage, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women, each in physician formulated using drug-free science-backed ingredients to get you the most reliable results. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Right now, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code absolutely not. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code absolutely not. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code absolutely not. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Listen, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform, website platform to be exact, for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. You already know how much I love Squarespace. I used it to create my website so that I could have my tour website. I could sell my merch. The reason I love it is like, okay, you have an online store. You want to do e-commerce. You want to have custom merch. You can do all of it right there. Also, flexible website templates. I mean, I didn't know the first thing about designing a website. Work smarter, not harder. Why would you not outsource the job to Squarespace, okay? You can get your business up and running. Do not be intimidated by the things that seem intimidating. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other and use Squarespace to help you. Listen, you can host all sorts of video content on your websites. They have email campaigns that will help you drive sales and engage your audience with the Squarespace email campaigns. They have a great point of sale. Sell in person by connecting a Square Reader to the Squarespace app and keep your orders, inventory, and customer data in sync with your online store. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now back to the podcast. You know, if I would have lived in this swamp heat, that is Georgia, that is the Southeast, really the entire world's on fire right now. Did you know that
kidding?
A bunch of tourists went to Joshua Tree, Death Valley near Joshua Tree? I think it's close to the same place. It's 131 degrees right now. And a bunch of tourists went because they wanted to see how hot it is.
Are they nuts or what?
If that isn't a sign of like the Darwinism, like those people just enough. You know what I mean? That's when you know there's too many people on this earth.
Yes.
That people are dumb enough to go to the hottest place on the planet.
Yeah. Why would you do that in the first place? That's ridiculous.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Turn on the oven. Stick your head in there.
There you go. You want an experience at Joshua Tree?
And it's cheaper. You know how I like to save money. I love a bargain.
You love a bargain, but you're not a cheapskate.
No.
There's a difference.
No.
You just hoard your money and like me to pay for everything.
Oh, yeah. Right, Heather. I don't feel bad that you bought me that purse. That Yves Saint Laurent purse. Because the other one that you tried to pawn off on me, I couldn't fit a damn thing in it. I like my new one. Thank you, Heather. You're such a good kid.
It was the same brand. Say that brand again.
Yves Saint Laurent. It's French, isn't it? Yves Saint Laurent. Oh, I could talk French. Oui, oui. Merci beaucoup.
Wait a minute. You just said, Yves Saint Laurent. Did you stroke out?
No,
did you get
Heather,
something?
I said it French. Yves Saint Laurent. Laurent. I bet if Angelique was here, she would think I said it right. Let's call her and ask
Mom,
her.
Mom, it's Yves Saint Laurent. It's a Laurent.
I said the same. You sound just like me. You're a little brat, Heather. You're lucky I love you.
Okay. Yves Saint Laurent. First of all, okay. Just say Saint Laurent. Just say Saint
Laurent.
Oh my God.
I think I'm going to change my name.
To
you
what?
Know what? I don't
to
know. Something more exotic. I'll have to come up with something.
Like Saint Laurent?
No, like Pepper.
Or... Oh my God.
Hi, what's your name? Pepper. Pepper. I think I'm going to be mysterious. I should go out. You know, I like to wear my dark glasses. And you had a...
from your cataract surgery?
No, because the sun's out.
You guys, this conversation is so unhinged. I just got to drive her to the home. I'm supposed to go to the airport tonight. I'm just going to drive Robin straight to the home. Mom, do you see how ADD you are?
Heather, In the last
10 seconds, you said these three things. I don't want you to interrupt me. You said these three things. Saint Laurent. I'm going to change my name to Pepper. What if I want to be mysterious? What if I went out with my black glasses? Mom, you okay? All right. You know what? We're going to start calling you Pepper McGillicuddy. That's your new name.
No, no. How about Coco? What's your name? Coco. And I have a new Saint Laurent handbag. You know, a friend of mine just went to a birthday party for her girlfriend. This lady she met, and the cake was a Chanel cake.
Like a Chanel bag?
Like a Chanel bag. They made a cake. And do you know black frosting tastes awful?
Why is that?
I think it's the dye they use. It's awful. So why in God's name, maybe her husband was trying to kill her, giving her a Chanel cake. Really?
I would imagine the concentration of the chemicals in the food coloring is probably not great for you.
You think?
I mean, yeah. To make black, you need purple and red, right?
Yeah.
Purple and red makes a really dark navy, yes. And or black. I'm trying to think of my color wheel right now. So I, you know,
wow,
red number
impressed.
Four or red number 40 or whatever it is really bad for you. So maybe
all
he was.
All dyes are no good.
They are.
And if you see something in your food, you guys need to start reading all your labels.
Here we go.
Anything that says natural flavors is anything but natural flavors. It's a chemical. Put it down. Don't eat it.
Mom, let's talk about your nutrition intake. Let me just go through what you eat in a day. Robin wakes up, has a cup of black coffee.
Love it.
That
I love it.
Mom. You said that as if I was talking about caviar. Love it. Saint Laurent. Okay. Mom gets a cup of black coffee about 3 in the morning. She eats about a quarter of a pound cake, some sort of pineapple cake, banana bread.
That I made with all organic ingredients.
Right. But you're essentially eating just cookies and cakes for breakfast. Yeah?
Yes.
Then at about 2 p.m., because she's starving, she'll make a pasta.
Yes, eat pasta.
We're lucky if we have meat in this house. Oh, this is something we need to discuss. So I saw this thing on Instagram that said, you either grew up in a house that had ingredients or food. And I've said this on the podcast without you being present. So I'm allowing you to be here to defend yourself. We did not grow up in a house with food. We only grew up in a house with ingredients.
That's right, Heather, because I wanted to make sure everything you ate was good.
But do you know why Dad was fat? Because he always went to the Waffle House because he would open the fridge and he would be stressed out and sweating and there was nothing to eat. They're lentils, but he didn't know how to cook lentils, Mom.
They were already cooked.
They were never cooked.
Yes, they were.
There were raw lentils in the back of our fridge all the fucking time, or in the dry goods section. If you went into our fridge right now, we have 75 different types of Dijon mustard. We have cornichons. We've got capers. We've got olives. We've got cheeses. But we don't have a single bit of protein
in there. All you have to do, Heather, is ask me. All you have to do is ask me. I'll fix it for you. When you were in high school.
Hold it like this, Mom.
When you were in high school, you guys used to come to our house and you would not have pizza. I would make, you know, some sort of chicken fricassee or something for you at 11 o'clock at night.
Chicken franchise? What are you trying to say?
Chicken fricassee. That's Italian.
I don't think fricassee is it. Are you trying to say, like you would make chicken piccata,
yes.
Chicken marsala.
Yes, chicken masala, chicken and mushrooms, or whatever you want.
I got it. But you have to realize, Mom, that I'm not trying to come at you. I just want you to know that there's a lot of things since I've had more than 24 hours at home to really witness and absorb. And we were the family that we never had food in the house. We had food.
What
had ingredients.
Did you want to have in the house?
I don't know.
Meatloaf? Give me a break. I'll make you some meatloaf and stick it in the fridge.
This Robin hates meatloaf. I do too. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. Ugh. You wouldn't eat that.
I'm weird about ground beef.
Yeah. Well, Jeff eats all the leftovers. That's why there's no food in the refrigerator. He gets to it before it can stay in there.
That is true. Well, you and I are not leftover girls. And it's not that we're trying to be wasteful, but I just can't. I can't eat it. You know what I mean? Reheating meat. Completely grosses me out. Although I did reheat your chicken piccata today. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was.
Regardless, though, Mom, you're not listening.
I am listening.
Can I tell you things that I'd like to see in our fridge?
Oh, tell me.
I would like some nice cold chicken salad so I could go in there, put it with some crackers.
Heather, I had chicken salad in there. You didn't eat it.
Mom, I didn't see it. If it got shoved in the back of our shitty sub-zero fridge that is the worst shaped fridge. We didn't get the sub-zero that has the giant door. Ours is like tall and column-like and slender, and it's not a great fridge. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's not the good fridge.
It's not Heather, it's not a cheap fridge.
Mom, you bought the fridge 20 fucking years ago. Okay, what does the price of mayonnaise have to do with it?
Nothing.
All I'm saying is, can I finish my statement of what I would like to see? I would like some chicken salad. So it'd be easy thing to grab and go. A little scoop, a little cracker. I'd like some cut up vegetables. I would like maybe some...
You want a charcuterie board in the refrigerator.
Ready at all times.
I will have that ready for you. The next time you come home, your little ass can open that refrigerator and knock yourself out. I make great chicken salad.
I am 36 years old. And when we go to Trader Joe's, you still make me take stuff out of the cart. And that's really hurtful to me.
Oh, Heather, give me
it
a
is.
Break.
I would like to. I'm purchasing the groceries. You still slap my hand. You go, we don't need that. We have enough nuts. You don't need chips. Well, what are we going to do with all these dips? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to talk to them and hang out with them in my room because they're my friends. Leave me alone.
You and your dips.
So let's talk about the fact that I bought you a new money bag. I got you a little treat in New York, just a little mommy gift because I love and adore you. And then the other day I came home and you had already gone back over to your bootleg bag that literally is tarnished, that has fake leather on it. And I screamed. I screamed. I said, I'm taking back the Yves Saint Laurent bag if you're not going to use it, Mom.
And then I used it.
But why did you go back to the boomty bag?
Well, Heather, because I had crap in it and I just threw my wallet in it. I was running around doing some errands.
But this is how I know you're starting to get a little cuckoo. Okay.
Oh, give me
You've always been unique and doing your thing. But Jeff made an observation the other day. He said the amount of loose tissues in your mom's purse is alarming. And I went in and I said, it's a lot of loose tissues, Mom. That's how you know when you're starting to get a little cuckoo. And that's how you know you're getting old, when there's always six sweaters in the car and a lot of loose tissues.
I'm always wiping my hands on my nose. All right. So I will, Heather, you're a pain in the ass.
Can we have
them
in a
pack?
So now
I can only have two tissues
in my
bag.
No, put them in a pack. You have loose tissues, just crumpled up tissues. I don't know if they're used.
The reason I had loose tissues, because I went to see that movie the other day and I needed some loose tissues. So,
okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you had your tissues, but I think it's just when you're at the store, Mom, and you're trying to get your credit cards out and there's 55 fucking tissues and you're at Home Goods on a Wednesday at 4 p.m. because that's a senior citizen discount day. It's just starting
to
get
a little
cuckoo.
Are you kidding? Is it really senior citizen discount day? I know Tuesdays are. Tuesdays at Ross for Less, you get 10% off.
If anybody's listening to this and you ever thought about setting my mom up with your rich dad, just so you know, she's not going to spend your inheritance because she's at a fucking, this bitch has more money than all of us. And she's at a Ross for Less on a Tuesday buying what? What do you need from a Ross for Less, mom? Nothing. You're bored.
I bought hangers.
You're bored. You're bored. And yeah. Mom, I know that you had us late in life. You already had a career. So by the time you hit 40, you had already worked for the airlines for plenty of years. You traveled, you'd seen the world.
Yeah, I have.
And then you had kids late in life, which is probably what I'm going to do. I will do all these fun things. And then at 40, I will slow down and I'll have the kids. I lie. I will probably be busier than I've ever been. God willing. But now you're bored. And I don't know why you're bored because I don't have time to go to Ross for Less.
No, you don't have time to pick up your shoes.
You're right. But I'm like, what can we do to keep the mind sharp and you not Adam, going to Ross for Less?
There's nothing wrong with my mind. I do like the hunt. The other day I was in Ross and I said, somebody please get me the hell out of here.
And how much longer after you said that out loud did you stay in Ross? Another 35 minutes?
No, another 10 minutes because I was in line.
Are you finally taking that summer vacation you've been planning but dreading buying all the necessities before you take off? Listen, I know how it goes. You know, we buy more shit to go on the trips that we need to go on, but you got to have the gear and all the goodies before you go. Listen, it's time to stop spending your hard-earned money without getting anything in return. Enter Ibotta, okay? Let me tell you about Ibotta. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items from produce to personal care to pantry goods so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Either link your loyalty account or upload your receipt after you shop and get your cash back. It's literally that easy. The average Ibotta user earns $120 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. Or you could use your cash back to buy that flight that you've been eyeing, that game you're dying to go to, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to that much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. We love it. You can earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers too when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more, all the good that you already use. Listen, right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 off just for trying Ibotta by using the code ABSOLUTELY when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code ABSOLUTELY. That's Ibotta. Again, Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code ABSOLUTELY. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp, let's talk about it. Listen, whether you are trying to make a new game time decision in your life, maybe you're trying to make a career change, maybe you're trying to figure out your relationship status. Sometimes it always helps to talk to a third-party person who's just going to help you figure it out, help you work through that. And this is why I love BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough decisions and choices, and the path forward isn't always clear. And that is why I love BetterHelp. If you've ever benefited from therapy, I'm telling you what, BetterHelp is here for you. I love BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire online to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/absolutely to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/absolutely. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/absolutely. Don't make your life harder. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to chit chat with somebody else to help just solidify those clear decisions that you always knew you could make. I love BetterHelp, and just check out BetterHelp.com/absolutely to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/absolutely. Now back to the podcast.
Do you know, Heather, I'm going to tell you this.
What?
You tried buying a hairbrush. I was in TJ Maxx. They sell everything but hairbrushes. Ross for Less, forget it. I finally found a hairbrush in Target, hidden. But you can't get hairbrushes anymore. Like, well, a good hairbrush. Not, I mean, the one with the bristles, not the ones that are plastic.
The one with the bristles.
Yeah, Mom, nice bristles.
Every hairbrush has bristles. That's like saying, I'm trying to get a toothbrush that will rub against my gums. They all do that.
Okay.
I guarantee if we went into Target right now, there's a full aisle of hairbrushes.
No, I was in there.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
I found the one I wanted. I wanted a rolled brush that had the bristles and not the plastic ones. Not the plastic bristles. The horsehair bristles. Whatever the hell it was. The one that Boho Britt told me to get.
Well, next time when Boho Britt comes and does your hair, I'll ask her to bring a couple hair brushes.
Yes, that'll be great. Just think the next time we see you, there'll be a little baby.
I know. Shout out
so
to
so exciting.
The hair guru to the stars, i.e. me, Britt, Boho Britt. And y'all, I just also for my girlies who love hair extensions, you know, I've had Britt and Amber who run Salty Lock Extensions on my podcast. They're fantastic. And I got a new weave and I look fantastic. So if you're in the market for hair, only buy from Salty Locks.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ethically sourced. You know where it's coming from. Like that's the jam. I love them. Okay, Robin. So you had a meltdown because the Ross for Less had nothing.
Yes.
But see, Mom, you just get in your car and you skeet down the driveway and you're gone. I know that you need to get out of the house. I know you're bored. But what if we took all that pent up ADHD energy and volunteered and gave back to the community instead of nickel and diming your retirement in a fucking TJ Maxx? You're also not going to be hanging out with the caliber of people that I think if you want to have a Nancy Myers moment. I was really thinking about you when I was in Pebble Beach in Carmel. You need to be in a pair of white linen pants and a camel-colored cashmere sweater, beautiful sandals, and you need to be having a moment like Carmel at a wine tasting. I don't know why you are spending your pent-up energy going to TJ Maxx.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to look into a wine tasting around here. There's got to be a wine tasting around here somewhere. You know I like the wine.
Okay, guys, she will see everybody tonight at California Pizza Kitchen down the street.
No, not that.
Mom, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. I just said you need to be having a wine tasting moment somewhere. It's not going to be down the street. This is what I really think, and this is a great business idea, and nobody can take it because I'm speaking it into existence right now. I am trying to figure out, Tina and I are going to work on it, about coming up, because I feel like you have all this added pressure about finding like a boyfriend and you don't need one, but I know you're young and you want to like bebop around and flirt and do your thing. You're bored. I think we should do a travel group for people that are 50 and up, and we'll call it, instead of Pi Kappa Pasta, we'll call it Pi Kappa Grappa, because grappa is a beautiful aged fine wine that you drink at, you know, as an after dinner drink. And it's a group of ladies that are maybe say 50 and up. They could be divorced, widowed. They could be married. Shit. It doesn't matter. They get to travel and you guys may be going two big trips a year. So you have something to look forward to.
Heather, that's a great idea. I love it. And I love the name. I love the name.
I'm great with branding. You know this.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. So if there's anybody out there that wants to take a trip, DM Heather, let's get a group together and let's go somewhere.
I think it would be fun. Say if you guys, you know, and you maybe do two big trips a year. You could do one domestically, one internationally. So you get, you know, check things off your bucket list before you die. And
thanks, Heather. I don't plan on going anywhere.
But how much fun would it be if you got to, because like I think about when I did the Pi Kappa Pasta group. And obviously everybody kind of knew each other within like 2 degrees of separation. But I now have a group of girlfriends that we are all so in love with each other, adore each other. And I think that's the thing. You're in a hard place in your life where, you know, your older friends who are married now have grandkids or they're tied up with their own bullshit.
Right.
When you became a widow, it really dwindled your friends down. And I think that was unfortunate. And it's not on purpose, but I think, you know how it is. People move on with their shit. You've got three friends who are lovely, but I think you need to get out and maybe meet and take your friends with you, but meet some older women who all have the same interests, because your girlfriend relationships are going to be so much more fun than having to go out on all these shitty dates.
Yeah, I just talked to a friend of mine today who's moving to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you've got all your stuff ready to go. Just take your clothes and fit them in the car when you drive down to Mississippi. She said, oh, I don't have any room. I've got to put the cats in there.
Put the cats?
I said, how many cats do you have? Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
She said, 6. I said, let's call her Susie. I said, Susie, where'd you come up with 6 cats? Somebody kill me. She worked for a company that rescued animals, and she kept all 6 of the kittens.
Which we would do too, Mom. How many rescue cats have we had at our home at one point?
3.
We maxed out at 3, but we have had probably 20 cats. over the span of my entire life, 36 years. Yeah, I mean, true. We love kitty cats.
But we never had six at one time, Heather.
No, we didn't. But that's the thing. You guys don't do anything.
Yeah.
Your friends probably just do the same thing as you. They go home, they sit on the couch. Meanwhile, if you're a man and you're a bar fly, you're going to the same bar every night, you're going out, you're doing things, you're traveling. Like, why aren't the women
doing
it?
You know what? You're absolutely right, Heather. When I hang up from you later on.
Hang up from me, like we're on the phone.
Later on, I think I'm going to go over and hit some golf balls. Mom, I'm going to get back into the golf. I want to check out the pickleball. And you're right.
You were hitting golf balls the other day in 100 degree heat. You came home and Jeff went to go inspect your golf clubs because he noticed something was weird and he picked them up and they still all had the plastic on them.
I didn't use those.
Mom,
the ones that didn't have the plastic, Mom, I did use.
Mom,
it had green.
It had green. At the bottom of them, all the plastic had come off. They're brand new clubs. You did not take the plastic off the ones you went to hit with.
Oh, okay.
That is why I would like to see board certification. I need to see some sort of paperwork on this fucking eye doctor that did your cataract surgery because you couldn't see the plastic to take it off the club.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you're right.
Okay. But what do you think about having a group where we get some people from all over? And then that way, if you have girlfriends who live out in California or Connecticut or Texas or whatever, then you would do like what we do is we all go travel to see each other. What else do you have to do? How much fun would that be if you
Heather,
had new friends
that's
in
a
Dallas?
Great, that is an absolute great idea.
Listen,
let's do it. And we'll call it PKG.
PKG, Pi Kappa Grappa.
Pi Kappa Grappa. All right, who's in? Let's
well,
go.
Well, it's already
let's
patented and trademarked, so we're on it, and I am going to figure it out. I am going to, Tina and I are on it, and we're going to plan a trip. So just a heads up, if anybody's listening and they have a mom, maybe a widowed mother-in-law, whatever, that's a blast, that likes to have a good time, just so you know, I came up with the all-female country club, the Trinity Club.
Where I didn't hear about this.
You don't listen to my podcast, Mom. I think there should be a ladies' country club where the first thing, as soon as you walk in the door, there's a scream closet and you get to scream and like break dishes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Exactly. I know you would. Did you have a scream closet growing up?
Yes, I did. You knew I had a scream closet.
Yeah, it was a laundry room and
yeah,
you just went in there and you screamed.
Room. I'd walk into the laundry room and I would just want to strangle somebody because I couldn't strangle you and I couldn't strangle Ashley. And definitely couldn't strangle Dad, but I could go into my closet and just scream for 30 seconds and I would feel better.
You know what is nice about you? And this is a great quality and characteristic that I got from you. We don't hold on to things.
Oh, hell no.
We're pissed and then I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah, me too. Remember yesterday or 2 days ago when I was mad at you about some stupid thing?
Yeah, you were being such a bitch and I called you and you were at our country club pool and you're screaming. And
I did
Mom,
not scream.
Everybody is going to know that you're screaming on the phone to me. That's the other thing, Mom. You got to make sure not to have these temper tantrums in public because we have a decor to keep, okay? We have to make people think that we have our shit together, even though we are a fucking hot mess over here.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes we are. Most of the time, Heather, we've got it together.
When? When am I not sweating?
We always have it together.
How?
Take a look around. You see some of my cuckoo friends? We got it together. We do, Heather. We definitely have it together.
What were the three goals when we were leaving the Hamptons that you said you were going to do?
The three goals were find another thing to keep me busy.
Yeah.
And I went and hit golf balls.
Okay,
and
great.
I'm pretty good at that.
The
other
the
thing
on.
Was, I left the plastic on. Big friggin' deal. I still hit it straight. The other thing was dress better. I shouldn't go out looking like I just cleaned the toilet. And half the time I'm running around this house, I just throw anything on. I'm in my studio. I don't care what I look like. So now I try to dress better. Didn't I look cute yesterday?
You look cute right now.
Oh, thank you. And the third thing was learn a new language.
That was not, Mom. We never.
Oh, we never said that? I'm trying to learn Italian. The only thing I know in Italian is all the bad words.
Okay, but you, first of all, learn a new language.
Oh, and meet new friends.
Meet new friends.
Yes.
It was?
Friends.
It was friends. Dress better.
Yes.
And what was the third one?
The third one was get a new hobby.
Get a new hobby. So those are three action steps that you can do over this next year to elevate your life.
Right. And I'm not shy. I talk to everybody.
Yes, you also give everybody that you meet at Home Goods and Ross for Less my personal phone number, and then they call me or text me for free tickets. And that is not a part of the gig anymore.
No, I can't do
You
that.
Can't do that. You no. can't give anybody my information. And I'm not saying that because I'm just trying to be a little more low-key off the grid when I get to be off the grid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. But I like everybody. If anyone's out there listening, I met this lovely lady in Trader Joe's probably 2 years ago. I think her name was Kim. She had the cutest little granddaughter. She was so much fun when she said, "Oh, hey, Robin." And then everybody in Trader Joe's turned around, saw me, and it was one of those days that I really should have dressed better.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I said to Kim, "Hey, let's take a photo." God, she could blackmail me forever. Oh, well.
What is the point of that story, Mom?
Oh, if she's ever around, DM me.
Mom, you got to hold the microphone.
Because I liked her. I thought she was fun.
You guys, this is why you asked me to bring Mom on the podcast. She has literally, she's basically talking with the microphone behind her head. Okay. The ADD is off the charts. Can we get, you know what's another thing? If there's a pharmaceutical company that wants to team up with me, let's come up with gentle Adderall. Adderall for elders, okay? Because I need something to help you dial in and focus.
Heather, I'm dialed in and focused.
What are you dialed in on?
I'm dialed in on a lot of things. You should be the fly on my shoulder and watch what I do all day.
I know what you do all day. You sit on the YouTubes and then
I love my YouTubes. Then you ask me,
does the dog have diarrhea? No, Mom, I'm busting your balls. Okay. You bust my balls all day. I'm busting your balls. Okay. You know that the next tour is going to be all jokes about you.
You know,
the first
tour was about
daddy. Yeah. This one's about Jeff and our marriage. I think the next one's probably, if I have a kid, will be about the kid and then our relationship, mother-daughtership.
Living with Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, well, what are you going to do, Heather? What can we do? I adore you. You know that.
What are three things you think I should change about myself?
You should calm down when it comes to me. The other thing is, when I throw some interior design ideas at you for furniture, you should look at them and say, "Yes, Mom, that's a great idea."
Mom, no one said you had bad taste. You have great taste, but you get so hyper fixated on stuff, which is a part of ADD, that you then just order whatever and it didn't work. So I love you, but you also, Mom, don't realize when I'm at work, I'm clocked in, I'm doing things.
You're clocked in 24/7.
Yeah, and that's how we keep the fucking lights on.
I know, but then you're on the phone. Then you're on the phone with the love of my life, who I adore, is Raymond.
Yes.
And you and Raymond are laughing about something, and I'm trying to get your attention.
But that's, Mom, how I decompress. I call Raymond, and we FaceTime for an hour, and we bullshit and gossip and giggle.
Yeah, he's so much fun.
We send memes back to each other and have a cocktail every night. Then you come in barking orders about the Crate and Barrel order, and I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, God.
You got to understand, Mom, when I need downtime. You know how you just disappear to your room at like 9:30 and you're like, "Leave me alone." You just scream, "Leave me alone." And then you reemerge at like 11 for your glass of wine and your cup of tea. That's what I need. Sometimes I go into my room and I just lay there in silence and I'm sitting with the dog and I put on something vapid and shallow like the Kardashians, because it's called decompressing. When I walk in the door and you ask me 45 questions, like if I think daddy's friend's mother is dead, I don't know who you're talking about. You're like, "You know, the guy, Jim." I'm like,
"You know what, Heather? Maybe you should hold up three fingers. Hold up three fingers and that'll mean don't talk to me now."
No, three fingers means white wine. Did you know that if you flash three fingers at any bartender, I'm trying to start this trend, that means white wine.
What is red wine?
Oh, I haven't thought about it. Maybe it's just two fingers. Two fingers is like blink, blink, two fingers.
Red wine.
Red wine. Three fingers is white wine.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, this is the, if you squeeze your hand up and down like this means help. I saw that on TikTok.
I did see that. And that's great. Yeah. White wine, red wine. You know, just so if you're on a call and you don't want to be rude, just white wine. Or if like your friend's getting up to the bar and they can't hear you across a loud bar, just, white wine. I started this with Ray.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Mom, let's go back to the day in the life of what Robin eats, though. So in the morning, it's a cup of black coffee, three or four. And you like to make coffee the night before and then put it in the fridge and then you heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to make it. When I first get up in the morning, I want my coffee ASAP.
Okay.
I don't want to have to measure and do all that stuff. Just pour me a cup of coffee.
Okay. You know what? And I respect that. I respect that.
Because when Tina stays here, she's the best. She will have the coffee waiting for you when you get up.
Because she knows how to make coffee. I have the expensive Breville machine. I can make you a macchiato. I can do foam art with the steamed milk. But a regular coffee pot is so fucking confusing. And I know it says like, okay, forever, if you're doing a full cup, if it's 10 cups, you do 5 scoops. Like,
no, you do 10 scoops. I use 10, what, if one cup of water, one scoop of coffee.
Okay, well, I don't know why, but every time I make regular drip coffee, it tastes like the grundle of a water buffalo. It is never good.
Which reminds me, I need to go to Trader Joe's and buy some coffee.
That reminded you. Okay.
Yes, I need coffee.
So we haven't even gotten, because you're ADD, we have not even gotten past what you eat in the morning. So it's coffee, pound cake, then a pasta for lunch, then either another pasta for dinner, right?
Yeah.
So 2 pastas.
Maybe.
3 glasses of red wine. Red wine starts exactly at 4 o'clock.
No, it doesn't, Heather. It starts at 5:30.
Okay.
A little glass of wine. Look, I don't think I look that bad.
Mom, you don't. And I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. You only have like 1 glass of wine a day.
Maybe 1.5.
Okay. Regardless. I've never seen you drunk in my life. No. You always have your shit together. But what I am saying is you're not letting me finish.
Okay.
Then you have a glass of wine, some sort of dessert. Then you get your cup of tea, a little chocolate.
And then I'm done.
And then you're done.
Right.
What is it like to remain that absolutely thin with only eating pound cake, pasta, black coffee, and
well,
red wine?
Something must be working.
And there is not a single sip of water that entire day.
No, I'd drink a little water here and there.
Mom, you split a LaCroix with me.
Yeah, I did.
You opened one up and poured yourself about 4.5 teaspoons, and that's what you drank at lunch with your pasta. How is that hydrating?
Well, I seem to feel, you know what I do, Heather? This is
deflection.
What I do. I drink a lot of coconut water. Coconut water is very hydrating.
Mom.
I never drink a soda. I drink coffee in the morning. That's it. Maybe if we're out to dinner, I might have a cappuccino for dessert. But that's it.
But Mom, you're not, at no point have you said anything other than coffee and wine for hydration. Even Dr. Nelson said, he was really like, Robin, you really need to drink more water. You have beautiful skin, but he's like, you're dehydrated. You need to drink more water.
Okay, so I'll drink some more water.
But like more than a cup, more than 2 teaspoons of LaCroix.
Okay.
You'll come home some days and be like, I have a horrible headache. And I go, have you had any water today? And it's 6 p.m. and you're like, no, I hate water.
No, I don't mind water, Heather. I just don't think to drink it. But if I'm out at a restaurant for lunch, I will have water.
2 sips. And how many times do they refill my glass?
A lot. You drink a lot of water. I'm surprised you're not floating out of here.
Dad and I were always thirsty. I don't know what it is. You know, we've been both checked for diabetes. I mean, my insulin was off and that's why I had to get on medication. But I'm telling you right now, I'm the thirstiest bitch on the planet.
Yeah, well, I'm not really that thirsty. So what else do you eat that makes you thirsty?
I don't know. And I don't even think I eat a lot of sodium or salty foods. I've got issues, Mom. You know, because I was an old egg, I have a lot of issues.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm just saying. I was.
Oh, so it's always my fault.
No, it's not your fault. Although I was watching the Kardashians the other day and Kris Jenner, her kids were bitching to her. And she's like, oh, it's my fault for everything. I was like, these are the exact conversations that Ashley and I have with you. It's, Mom, because you had me. We were both old eggs. You know what I mean? She's short. She had stunted growth because you didn't feed her.
She didn't have stunted growth. She's small like me. Ashley's 5'2". I'm 5'4.5". You're 5'10". You're like Dad.
I know. Built like an ox.
Yeah.
Thickest back.
Right. I used to crack up, Heather, when Daddy would make you carry that 5-gallon.
Mom, I've already done a whole bit about that.
I know, but he would make you carry it up the stairs.
I would carry your luggage. I would go and get the rental car.
Right.
I was about 4.5 years old. But because I was such a large child, I would go up to the Avis counter and be like, the name's McMahon. You know, because I have Dad's first name as my middle name. So technically on my ID, it says Kyle McMahon. I was always able to get a new cell phone at AT&T because you had to show your ID to be the name on the account. And Dad would always, when I was in college, I went through like 6 Razor phones. Do you remember the Razor flip phones?
Yes,
they broke easy. But I would go through like 6 Razor phones and every other weekend I'd be at AT&T getting a new phone and they'd be like, well, you're not on the account. And I'd show my ID. I'm like, Heather Kyle McMahon? Yes, I am. And they would give me a new phone. And then Dad would be like, what the fuck is this AT&T bill? I'd be like, I have no idea. You're getting scammed, Dad. You're getting scammed.
Sounds like Raymond. You're getting scammed.
You are. You and Ray are more con artists. I'm a scammer. I am gentle. You and Ray could bury a body and never tell anybody.
Of course.
I would feel guilty.
That's why I probably love him.
Yeah.
Didn't you like his haircut that Boho Britt gave him? He looks so cute.
He is cute.
He's got great skin.
Do you know that he said that my son, he said, if I have a kid, he said, my kids are going to be fat. I said, well, yeah, obviously.
No, they won't.
He said that if I have a son, he's going to name, I should name him Stu, and he'll call him Chunky Stu.
Ray, you're terrible.
I said, what if I have a daughter? And I was like, what are we going to call her? Brunswick Stew? And he said, Chunky Stew.
No, we're not calling it Chunky
He
Stew.
Says that my children are going to be rednecks. I don't think I'm country.
No way.
I'm Southern, but I wouldn't say I'm country. Those are two very different things.
If you have a boy, he'll look like you.
Yeah.
Usually the daughter looks like the dad.
Woof.
Heather, you said that. I didn't.
I'm kidding.
Jeff's
I'm
cute.
Mom, he's obviously adorable.
Yes, he's cute. I was looking at him yesterday, and I was saying to myself, if you had a son, he's going to have big brown eyes and look like a little teddy bear, a big teddy bear.
Maybe we call him Teddy. Teddy Daniels. That's cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Then call him Ted when he, I don't know.
Ted Daniels.
Ted.
What was the other name you picked? You picked a Southern
name. No, I don't want to say it because I don't want some hoe on here to steal my name. I have a really good baby name and I don't know if I can have children. So I would like, no, I don't want to say it, Mom. Okay. You know what I'm not naming my kid though? Something like Willow or I don't know, Jasper or Chelsea. No, actually no hate, right. No shade to any of those people.
Right.
No, there was a girl in school. There's always one name of like somebody.
Tiffany.
Yeah. There was always like, see, that was triggering
Karen.
For you. Yeah, Karen, you know somebody awful with that name. Like, I'm sure somebody hates the name Heather because they knew some bitch named Heather growing up. I knew a Chelsea, and she was so mean, and she was in elementary, and I just can't, when I meet other Chelseas, they're lovely, but that name is just like, oof, God, it reminds you of that hoe named Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, what was the name for you? What was it like? Who was your mortal enemy in high school, Mom?
I really didn't have any mortal enemies in high school. I had a pretty good high school. What name did I not like in high school? I can't think of
one. Did you ever get in a fight? Have you ever gotten in a physical fight?
Yeah, with my sister.
Well, everybody physically fights with their sister.
With my sister, no. No, I wasn't a violent person.
I'm not either.
No.
And I, my for
but
my
it took a lot to piss me off. One time, I got mad at someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I snapped at that one person. It was a guy. And I kicked him so hard, he went down on the ground. And when he went down on the ground, my knee came up and I kicked him again. He thought he was being funny, like choking me.
Wait, what? See, Mom, this is where the trail of trauma starts.
Yes.
You throw out these, what I think are just going to be like, oh, you were talking shit with somebody. And now you're telling me you were assaulted.
Yes. He thought he was being funny.
Who and was this?
No one you know, Heather, was 60 years ago. And he thought he was being funny and choked me. And when he choked me, I kicked him in his balls and he went down.
Is this
down.
Your ex-husband?
This person went down. And after he went down, I kicked him again. And I said, if you ever touch me again, I'll kill you while you're sleeping.
So you know that I found your ex-husband, the guy that you married at 18. And Ray and I decided that we are going to call him. Tell him you died and that you left all your money to him.
Oh, God.
And he has to go through a series of questions. One being, Ray and I decided it is meaner and funnier to call an ex, like a shitty ex. And you only married this first husband to get out of like your shitty family situation, correct?
Yeah.
You got married when you were 18.
He was my first boyfriend, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
It didn't, you know, it wasn't any, no. The love of my life was daddy.
Okay. And dad would like this prank too. Okay. We're going to call the first husband that you married at 18. It was a piece of shit. We're going to call him and say you were in the CIA and you had no children and you left all your money to him. He was the only person in the will. And we need to know if he can drive a speedboat. You're going to put him through a lot of questions and then make him think that he's coming into like all this money and be like, the money will be deposited. Get all of his bank account information.
Oh yeah. He's so stupid. He'd probably give it to him.
Yeah. And then say, okay, you're going to be coming into, I don't know, let's make up a number, like $500,000 or something.
No, let's make it $3
million. Yeah.
$5
million. Okay, I'm just spitballing here.
Okay.
Make this piece of shit guy think that he's about to come into money. He'll probably go down to Boca, buy a condo, thinking the money's going to clear the bank. And well, you know what we're going to do? We already got his wired information. We're going to steal 10K. 10K is where it's technically, or no, we can steal 9,999, allegedly. Because I think once it hits 10K, that's a felony. But I think under that, it's a misdemeanor. I'm willing to do a misdemeanor time to prank phone call, to prank somebody that was a piece of shit to you. I would do that. I mean, imagine if I called that douchebag that I dated in college and he thought that I was dead and I was leaving all of my money to him. You know what I mean? Imagine the mind fuck. I think that's a better prank.
Why is people so mean to each other? I don't get it.
Are you calling me mean?
No, but I'm just saying, like, my ex was a ding dong.
I know.
And
because you know what, Mom, we all make mistakes. We were young. I don't know if like it was a self-esteem thing. I don't know. We're, you know, you're figuring it out. And then by the time you get into your 30s, you're like, I don't have time for this bullshit.
Yeah, wait till you're my age. I definitely don't have time for bullshit.
That's why I think, Mom, doing the Pi Kappa Grappa or finding a community of women that are like-minded where y'all get to go on adventures. Think about it. And we make sure that you have plenty of time to plan the trip. So say you did 2 trips a year, right? You go to Paris in the spring. You guys do like a 2-day cooking course where you get to learn how to make all these cool things, eat all this fabulous food. Then you go out to like Provence, do rosé tasting or like the Champagne region, and then, you know, do a spa day, maybe do an art and museum day, and then go shopping and like just have this cool experience, go to the best restaurants, and then maybe do a day out, in like a week out in Carmel or Napa Valley. I don't know, just
Heather,
you know,
I think it's a good idea. I'm really excited. I think I want to do this ASAP.
Because as much as I think when you get older, you're still looking for love, I think about like if something, God forbid, were to happen to Jeff, I feel like I'd be like, just want to move in with my girlfriends. You know, I want to move in with my girlfriends and bullshit and sit around with no bras on, just with all of our dogs and all of their children, and just sit around and eat peanut butter and drink wine and just fart.
Sounds like me.
Be fat and fart. You know what I mean? That sounds like
fun.
Fun.
Right.
That sounds like fun. I want to wear linen. You know what I mean? And I just want to feel a cool breeze.
Right.
Yeah, I want to feel cool.
And you don't care when you wear linen that it gets wrinkled because it's supposed to.
And you know what? That's what I love. That's a metaphor for life. Wear the thing. Get messy. Roll around in the grass. Take that trip to Paris. Wear the linen and let it get wrinkled. You want to know why? Because it's supposed to.
I love it. That should be a podcast. Wear linen because you're supposed to.
Wear linen because, no, wear linen. Let it wrinkle because it's supposed to.
Love it.
And you know what? I was having a little, and I know I'm much younger than you, but I was noticing some more fine lines on my face. And I finally said, you know what? Those are lines of joy, laughter, live, laugh, loving. You know what I mean?
You don't have any lines on your face.
No, I do. My face is drooping. I'm getting old. It is what it is. I'm going to need a neck job in like 2 years. I've already talked to Dr. Nelson about it.
What about tape?
Well,
didn't you have a friend that uses tape on her face?
Yeah, a lot of them do. They're all drag queens.
Oh.
Which, you know, I've got the bone structure to be a drag queen. I should start taping my face, but it's my neck. Thick neck.
Your neck doesn't look, you do have a thick neck.
I have a thick neck.
It doesn't look that bad.
No, but the problem is it's like, it's just drooping now.
But when your chin, you know, sinks into your neck, that's when we have a problem.
It basically is. And Dad had the same round face as me, but the problem, well, actually, he didn't have a problem because he wore a beard.
Yeah, he
Jeff
was smart.
Wears a beard. Men can hide it. When our necks start drooping, that's when it's time to bring out the staples and fucking put that shit back where it needs to be. But regardless, though, I just said, wear the linen, let it get wrinkled because it's supposed to. And I'm over here. I can't even look at myself in the mirror.
Oh, Heather, shut up. You look good.
Will you take care of me if I get plastic surgery?
Of course I will.
I took care of you when you got plastic surgery. Oh, zinger. She got her nose done. She had to. You had to, Mom.
Yes. I thought I had sinus problems. And they said, no, you have a broken nose. Because if I leaned on Daddy and kissed him on my left side, I would turn blue because I couldn't get any air up there. He said, you've got a broken nose.
And look at you. You're now, and how'd you break
now
it?
Now I can breathe. You know those rolly things that I was in the gym that you roll out with your two arms? Well, I fell
on your abs?
Yes.
You smacked your face?
Yes. And I thought I just had a bloody nose. Apparently, I broke it. So I couldn't breathe.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you came home from the hospital with that contraption on your face, you
know,
nose jobs are way, like Jeff has to get his deviated septum fixed.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do anything cosmetic, but he has, you know, he can't breathe out of one side of his nose from a hockey injury. But when you came back from the hospital, I cried for 4 days. I was in the fourth grade.
Right. It was the worst thing in the world. But To tell you the truth, I'm so happy I got it done because now I can breathe. I had a headache every single day, Heather.
I told Jeff that. He like can't breathe at night. He can't breathe around anything. And I'm like, why are you like, why
you're
are you
miserable?
Get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they do it now, but they had to pack the nose and all this stuff. But it was the best thing I ever did because now I never have a headache and now I can breathe.
And that's 90% of it.
Yes.
Live, laugh, loving. And you can't go to Paris and take a cooking class if you've got a deviated septum. So yes, you know what I'm
no
proud
kidding.
Of? You. Action steps. So our action steps are we're going to get some, find some new friends.
Yes, we are.
We're going to dress better.
I'm trying to dress
you,
better.
You look great. You look great. But I'm just saying, and it's not that you didn't have style. You had amazing style, but you're like me. We're either in full we're going out outfits or we look like
a
homeless
troll.
People, a troll, doing meth under a bridge.
Yes.
And so we need to find a happy medium. We need to just have cute going out day-to-day outfits. You know what I mean? That can transition from day to night. That's it. We need to be day-to-night kind of girls.
Yep, exactly.
All right. And then what's the last one? I already
find
forgot.
A new hobby.
Find a new hobby.
Right.
Maybe learn how to pronounce Saint Laurent.
Saint Laurent.
Just say, Mom, just say Saint Laurent.
YSL.
YSL. YSL. There you go. I love you. I mean it. Any last parting words for any of my listeners? Because I know this
was
the most chaotic.
Always say three things.
Oh, here we go.
Every time I get on my Instagram, I always say three things.
Okay.
Number one, always put God first.
Yep.
Number two, lift each other up. Even if you don't like that other person, find something nice about them. Maybe they have pretty shoes on. Just don't waste your
pretty
time
shoes.
Being negative.
Okay.
And the third thing is don't care what your hair looks like because nobody else does.
I would actually say that last one is absolutely not.
Well, you can take a baseball cap.
No, Mom, because you don't put the baseball cap on your head. You look terrible in baseball hats.
I look cute in a baseball cap.
Mom, you don't put the hat fully on your head. You let it sit on top like it's a cone head. Okay?
Maybe.
And so, no. Actually, I think that's terrible advice. I think the advice of put God first is great.
Yes.
But lift each other up. But maybe let's also say something else. Maybe your new catchphrase is and wear the linen because it's supposed to get wrinkled. I think that's better than don't care what your hair looks like because you absolutely should care what your hair looks like.
You know what? You're absolutely right, Heather. Wear the linen because it's supposed to be wrinkled. All right. We'll do that instead of your hair.
All right. Great.
And if I'm in a baseball cap, be kind to me. I'm old.
Here you go. All right. As always, you can find Robin and all of her amazing art. Support the elders at the Red Contemporary. Mom, you're still slinging the art. You're doing fantastic.
Yes, I am. And I've got some minis out now that are really cool.
And what are the minis, Mom? They're like mini pieces of art?
Yes. The mini original pieces of art. We're only going to have 100. They're going to be numbered from 1 to 100. You get to pick. They're $75 each. You get to pick. A number, pick three numbers, and I will try and pick one of the three numbers that you picked. You might not know what they look like. If you tell me, Robin, I love pink, or Robin, I love blue, I'll see what I can do. But it would be so much fun.
And I love that. And imagine how cool it'd be if you get to do art with your girls over in Paris or something.
Ooh, Heather, I'm so excited.
I am too. Now I've got to add another thing to my plate to start, you know, pushing elderly women across America.
Oh,
and again, if you
fun.
Have a rich uncle who likes to bebop around and wants to go to Paris, let us know. We need a matchmaker to make this happen. Mom, I love you. I'm going to let you get back to the home goods, but everybody can find Robin at the Red Contemporary. Support her art. And I would say buy it now because if she dies in the next 20 years, it'll be worth a lot more.
A lot more.
There you
All
go.
All right. Ciao. Love you guys.
As always, you can call into the hotline 800-213-7503 and get your tickets at heatherontour.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I will be back from my European adventures with so much more information next week. So many more giggles, but I can't wait to hit the hotline 800-213-7503 and get your tickets at Heather. On tour.com. Love you, mean it. See you on the next episode at Riverderci. Ciao, Bella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.